Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
The hordes of hell are marching, marching, constantly marching to the barriers that separate life from otherwise. The shambling masses of the undead are roaming constantly, trying to gain access across the span that separates them from the living. It's the rumble, 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 as their marching plucks the cords of dread from the assembled hordes of the dead. They're going to be coming for you. They're going to be coming for all. Everyone is fodder for the machine. Everyone is fodder for the hordes of the dead. They shall arise. They shall pluck the eyes from the souls of the living. They shall wreak mighty vengeance upon the lands and rip away all possibility of survival. Hope shall be naught but a dream. Survival will be naught but a thing written in books of yesteryore. There shall be no survival. There shall be no future. There shall be no light in the future, as it shall all be written in dark, in shadows, by the blood of the machine and the hordes of the dead, as they scream and scramble and scry through the dirt and the dust and the muck and the sweat and the tears and the fears and the bleeding hearts of millions as they cast their lives last gasp upon the sea of tears, the infinite grasslands of potential exploded into tiny, teeny little seedling tidbits of insanity. Hi, Debbie, how's it going?
My armpit itches.
Really? That's unfortunate. You know that whole thing segment that I just did was all random?
I kind of figured so.
Yeah, I was feeling kind of peakish, so I figured I'd do a random. I like doing random. Random is fun. Hey ho, the random go. Boom, boom, boop, 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 I'm on a high energy note.
I have, speaking of notes, I have a question for you.
Yes?
You being the computer whiz and all.
Uh-oh. What about, I didn't do it.
What about the death of Internet Explorer?
Who cares? It died ages ago.
Yeah, I know, but they're
talking... Who the hell still uses IE?
It's like the only... Well, so what is it? It's just going to be three now?
Three what?
Three explorers, or three browsers.
Okay, you try and name three. I'll name more.
Well, Opera, Firefox, and Chrome.
Safari?
I thought Opera and Safari were the same.
They're not.
Oh, well, those two are Macs. Okay.
No, Opera is not Mac-specific. Opera is platform-independent. Safari is Mac-specific.
Gotcha.
Firefox, Chrome, Google. Chrome also goes into Safari. There's Mozilla, which is related to Firefox, but is not the same. There's three or four other ones as well. There's a bunch of them, actually, out there. It's just they're just not as popular. There's even a couple for Linux. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. But it's browsers are just browsers, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be one mother one of them all, which we used to be Internet Explorer, but...
No, I haven't used IE in probably like 7 years.
Shoot, I don't even have it installed. No, I think it is installed on my computer because it comes with the operating system, I believe.
I like Mark's comment about Exploder. Exploder 7. Internet Exploder 7. I don't know. I haven't used IE since I stopped using PCs. I'm a Mac boy.
I think it... When is it supposed to take full effect? When is it totally gone?
No idea. Don't care.
Well, I think because what I was understanding is that Windows 10, totally skip 9,
yep,
is kind of the birth of all kinds of changes.
You could say that with Windows 7. You could say that with Windows 8. You could say that with all the versions of Windows, because Microsoft is under the impression that they're innovators. They're not. They're imitators. Did you hear what they just officially announced in China?
Might have missed it.
They're not going to be charging in China for Windows?
Oh, no. I thought that was all over. If you get the, everybody's going to get the free upgrade.
No, not the upgrade. It's just going to be free.
Oh, well, and then, yeah, but it's also including those who have pirated versions?
Well, the whole point is that it's like, well, the pirating is, well, there's 1.7 billion pirated copies of Microsoft Windows out there. So it's like, it's being pirated anyways. Who's buying it? Not really anybody, unless they're buying it with a machine that's embedded in part of the OEM build of whatever computer as you buy it. So... Mm-hmm. Why not just make it free? This is exactly what Mac did. Mac, originally OS, the OS 9 or whatever it was moderately expensive. It was a couple $100. Microsoft was still way more. Then Mac brought it down to like $100. Then it became $50. Then it became $20. And now it's free. So Microsoft is just essentially following what Mac's already done. Now, I'm not going to be one of those guys like, yeah, rah, 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 Apple, 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 Apple. It's like, it's a computer, it's an operating system, it's a computer company, blah, 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 blah.
Right. You know, all it was, thank you, Kat, you just clawed me. All it was that they could hang on to it as long as they could to make money and, you know.
Blah, 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 money, root of all evil, blah, 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 blah.
No, it's for the love of money is the root of all evil.
No, money is at the root of all evil. That's the love of money is beget by the existence of money. If money did not exist, who would have love for money? Money is a concept. Love of money is an execution of a concept.
But then again, money makes the world go round.
Nope. I make the world go round. My rumbly, rumbly, rumbling feet of marching dead people, we make the world go round.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The world no go around unless we, the dead, say so.
You didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, have you?
I have not seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since the restart of the season.
Ah.
Haven't had time.
Boy, did they throw you for a loop on this last one.
No, they didn't throw me for no loops whatsoever. I already know it's all the Inhumans. I love it. I'm looking forward to watching them all as a bulk.
They haven't even hinted to that yet.
I know. I heard.
That was
people on the internet, stop giving away spoilers. I will shoot you. I will round you up, and I will shoot you.
And that's their response of, stop reading the internet.
I'll just break the freaking internet. I don't care. I got zombie powers, man. I can infect the planet. That is part of my game plan.
Wrong.
After all. I did, however, watch Walking Dead. Ha, ha, ha. Cut up. Ha, 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 ha.
Not yet.
Oh, man.
Because you know me, I'll forget anyways.
Final episode's on next Sunday.
Final episode
for this season.
Oh, okay. I know it's like next season's supposed to be the end.
They said that last season.
Yeah, I know they did, but I mean, if they're doing the spinoff, I think that's what they want to do is make everybody go to the spinoff.
We'll see.
Did read rumor that another
rumors are spoomers.
Another network picked up Constantine. That's
I
what
heard that.
So, I don't know which network, but I'm hoping out.
Did they mention which network? I just can't remember it.
You did find out which one?
They did mention a network. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm hoping I mean, whoever it is, I hope they do.
Sci-fi!
Yes, that means they're going to do better.
No, that does not mean they're going to do better.
They're going to at least allow more to happen.
Actually, I don't know if it was sci-fi or just making that up. I do remember that they did mention something. I just can't remember it, who it was.
Mm.
But, before we go any further, did you see the trailer for Maggie?
I did.
Holy crap, did that... I like Schwarzenegger better now.
I didn't think Schwarzenegger would ever do a zombie movie.
I didn't think he was going to do a touchy-feely zombie movie, no. Because that totally looks like... those one of those movies is like, oh look, my daughter's like going through a problem, I gotta be there for her, she's my girl, gotta it's like, holy crap, she's a freaking zombie, I gotta be there for my girl. I love it. It looks cool. He doesn't look as spry as he used to be, though.
No, no, he's getting a little flabbier.
Dude, he's got the grays, bro. He's, like, gotten the old dude thing going down, yo. I think he's like, how old is he?
I don't know, but he's getting that Ric Flair skin.
I don't know what that means.
For those wrestlers, they know.
Or, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't follow that crap anyways. The wrestling, you know. Just can't be bothered. Nope.
No? Not at all?
Not at all. It's not my cup of tea. Or my cup of coffee. Or my microphone being hit by somebody. That's you, not me.
No.
Yes.
I do know such things.
You are moving your microphone.
I deny it. The truth is out there. The truth is not out there.
I've got recordings of it. And the peoples in the chat room, pipe up when you get this particular part of the conversation, can support it.
The truth is not out there.
The truth, actually, and also, did you hear about the X-Files?
I did. I'm totally stoked.
They're old now, though. I don't know if they're going to be able to do a good job of it anymore.
Well, it says it's going to be 6 episodes.
Yes, it's going to be 6 episodes that they've tied in for a thing. And if it does well, they'll continue it. I think the first episode, they'll get an amazing response of viewership. And if the show sucks, it'll tank badly. But if it does, if it's mediocre or great, then it'll probably pick it up as a regular series.
Again. Well, they've got, what's his name? Chris, I can't think of his name. The guy that was the original director.
Yeah, Chris something.
Yeah. He's going to be actually consulting it.
Yes.
Instead of directing it, which kind of makes me wonder what...
I think that's the best plan, because that way they can get fresh talent writing new stories.
Yeah, but I mean, and it'd give a different vision, but I'm hoping that whoever they've got actually doing the directing of this is not going to be one of those people who have all these, I don't know, Willy Wonka type visions and turn it into that, because...
I think they should do guest directors. Each episode is a different director. That way you can get a different spin on the stories.
See, I know a couple of those, the original episodes were directed by a few different people. Like the baseball episode was actually David Duchovny who directed
Duchovny.
That. Yeah.
You said Duchovny.
I know.
Okay.
I know exactly what I said.
I'm just saying. David Duchovny actually did a few episodes, and Gillian Anderson did one too.
Which one did she do?
She did the one where she was riding in on the tank.
Ah, now
I love that episode. It's in the last season.
Because she was a lot of stuff that she did, really made for. I guess more of her acting made for some changing.
Well, you know, she was originally not meant to be as pivotal in the series as she became.
Right, yeah, because she was only supposed to be... Well, she technically was supposed to be a character everybody was supposed to hate.
Yeah. She was supposed to be a walk-on, foil character, very two-dimensional. Oh, yeah, we don't really care. And then it's like, yeah, focus on the weird, creepy guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that really took a whole different turn and gave her character life.
Much like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, death... was just supposed to be a walk-on character and walk off in 5 seconds.
And it turned into a whole thing.
He became a whole thing. So, yeah, I'm excited about those opportunities. It's good. It's good. Good, good, good. I did see a mini-movie today as well that I really was impressed because I saw it actually half an hour ago.
Oh?
Yeah. It's called Sundays.
I don't think I've heard of this.
People, if they want to follow it, can just go to my timeline on Facebook and you'll see it right there. It's a 15-minute short proof of concept movie. They did, budget was $50,000. Holy crap, is the CG and the photography in this little mini movie thing awesome? The opening credit scene alone is like, wow, that's just cool.
Hmm.
Like I'm really impressed with what they did. With $50,000, that's all they needed to do this little 15-minute movie. And that's probably... okay, let's put this in context. If you take a Star Wars movie, it's like, it's $10 billion to make this movie. 15-minute scene. $50,000. Okay, I'm seeing a bit of a disconnect here because that CG was better than the Star Wars stuff.
There's a lot of things that could be better than some of the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though. Just like, yeah. Okay, well, for $50,000, you can farm out enough people to actually work into a project. And we're not talking like, hey, look, the little robot walking by. We're talking about a wide variety of sci-fi-y type apocalyptic, hey, the world just blew up kind of shit. Right. It's pretty cool looking. Get the opportunity to go watch it. It's nifty. It's neat. And then we're going to talk some movies. Okay. I saw a whole bunch of movies this weekend.
I had a feeling you would.
Yes. Take a guess which movies I saw this weekend. Three of them are current.
Three of them are current. Now, so you went the ish. That changed that.
Well, ish may mean that it's not playing in theater right now, but it's. I like rep theaters. They're fun to watch and cheap.
Right. You know what? I cannot remember what's in theaters now.
Okay, so let me put it to you this way. Of the four movies, I really liked one. I liked one. I kind of liked one. And then one was exactly what I expected, and that wasn't necessarily the most positive thing in the world. Oh. I had hoped for more.
I'm going to go with one guess I do remember is Insurgent.
That's not out yet.
I thought it was.
No, it comes out in May, doesn't it?
Okay.
I don't know. Well, the Insurgent's not one that I'm really expecting much on either because it's a YA-based movie.
Okay. What about Kingsman?
Haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see that one. That one I've got positive feel for.
I'm hoping you went and saw this horror movie and could tell me about it. It Follows?
Not yet.
Ah.
You're just not hitting any of the nuts on the ball right here.
Chappie?
Chappie is one.
Okay.
I love this freaking movie. It's quirky. It's stupid. It's weird. It's, you have to do what to the robot? What? I don't get it. Why don't you just tell it to go kill the people? Then it is number one ninja. By the way, you gotta go into this movie expecting not to understand. Well, let me put it to you this way. Some Westerners will have difficulty understanding some of the dialogue in this movie because it's very South African.
Right.
It is a... And if you don't know who Die Antwoord is, you're not going to understand this next statement. It's a freaking video commercial for their music. I swear to God. they go by their names, too. He's Ninja, whatever the hell his name is, and she's Yolandi, whatever her name is, too. And that's their names in the movie.
Isn't that the scene where they're teaching him how to shoot hands up?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This movie is awesome. I mean, the whole basic premise and the concept, a little bit of poetic license with some of the science fiction and the science in the movie. But other than that, it's awesome. Even Sigourney Weaver's in this movie.
Yeah, I know it was her.
Not for much, but...
And Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is that dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, they said this is probably one of the roles that's going to show his opposite side.
Well, exactly. I mean, he as an actor, you can't keep running the same role over again, because as soon as you do two or three the same, okay, he's the guy we bring in for when we want the short little Canadian guy to go with the schnickety schnick and like cut people up. Okay, that's Hugh. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get stuck in that. And this is an awesome movie to counterpoint what he's done, because he's a complete dick. And he's awesome at it, too. And the biggest thing I liked about this movie was the robot, the actual Chappie. By the way, if you're not familiar, Chappie is actually a slang term. It's not a polite term.
Right.
It's actually pretty rude.
Yeah.
But moving
on. I'm going with the next guess. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Lazarus Effect.
That's not out yet either.
No, you can't tell me that.
The second Maze Runner, isn't it?
No. This is that horror movie. It's kind of like a zombie movie a little bit.
Oh, haven't seen that yet either.
Oh.
One of the four movies I saw was a horror movie.
Please, please, for the love of God, tell me you did not watch 50 Shades of Grey.
The words fire truck no are the first things that come to mind on that.
Okay, I was hoping that was the case.
There is probably no way in hell I'll ever watch that movie, just like there is probably no way in hell I'll ever watch the Twilight movies. I may end up watching the Mockingbird movies, Mockingjay, whatever the hell it is, Hunger Game movies. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I've watched the first two. I'd have to watch. I have to watch the next one because the way the last one ended.
I have no real particular strong desire to see the Hunger Game movies. I might see it if it becomes available to me. It's like, oh yeah, here we go. It's copy and watch it and blah blah blah. And okay, I'll watch it. I'll throw it on the Blu-ray or DVD player or whatever. And it's like, oh, just watch. It's like, oh, look, okay. I'm really disappointed in this movie because it's kind of like boring.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I expect. So I'm not really expecting much.
And by the way, Insurgent is in theaters now.
Oh, okay. It must have just come out recently then.
Yeah, I thought so. I knew I'd seen a preview saying, well, hold on. Oh, that's a different movie.
I know I'd seen a trailer, but that's because I went to the movie site trailer thing to look at some trailers. And it's like, oh yeah, okay, I'll watch that when it comes out. But it still looks like a kind of... Wait a sec. They finished the first movie and they left it on. They're going away on a really long train. How does it all seem to come back to that city again with all the same people? It's like, did nothing happen then? So I'm kind of confused by that. But I'll watch it eventually.
All right.
It's not on the fast move.
The Lazarus Effect follows a group of researchers who've achieved the unimaginable, bringing the dead back to life.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that one. I do want to watch that. That's the guy brings his girlfriend back to life, and she's like, yeah, hey, look, we're back to life. And then all of a sudden, she goes, psycho.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to watch that one. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I had saw a preview to that and said, damn, that looks good.
Yeah, that was like, what was the one with Kiefer Sutherland in it? Sneakers? No, not Sneakers. What the hell was the name of the daring movie?
You would have to mention Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, he was in the movie.
He's in. That's the only thing I can tell you.
What's Her Face was in it, too? From Pretty Woman? No. Was it?
Julia Roberts?
I think so. There were medical students, and there was a group of them, and they were doing this whole body shock electric research thing, and then they killed the one guy, brought him back, and what the hell was the going on? I'm sure Jack will remember because he's in the chat room. He remembers stuff like that.
Okay. Let's see where I've been wrong so far, except for one movie, which I knew you would have seen. So I'm going to go with this next guest as Jupiter Ascending.
Hey, you got one of them.
So there's two so far.
Okay, so Jupiter Ascending, very visually pretty movie.
It looked good. The previews on it looked really good.
Very pretty movie. Very pretty. Pretty. Beautiful. Lots of colors. Flatliners is the right movie. Jack got it. I told you he'd get it.
Flatliners. Yeah, I did watch Flatliners. I
saw that. That was like a 1990s movie, whatever. That was cool.
That was pretty good.
Jupiter Ascending. Terrifically beautiful movie. Wow, was the storyline lame.
Wow.
I mean, the concept. The pure idea behind it and a lot of the stuff behind everything in it was like, yeah, that's kind of cool. That guy was cool, kind of cool too. Ooh, he was kind of cool too. But I don't know. The dialogue just really kind of fell flat for me on a lot of it. The storyline was so predictable. Seemed way too rushed. It's an hour and a half long movie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they go from, oh, look, you own the planet. What? Yes. Okay, you had your adventure. Now go back. What? Like,
okay.
It's like there's so much stuff they try to put in the movies, like how she's this and he's that, and then they're this, and then this and this and this and this is. It's like, you know how you're reading a story, like reading, not just watching something, but reading. You read a story, and then the author puts in all this what we call info dump. It's like, hey, yeah, and in 1999, we did this, and then it went to this, and then hey, the stars you opened up, and everybody did, and it's like, wow, I just spent a whole chapter reading about the history of a planet that doesn't exist. Huh?
Right.
You know? There's like this whole polyglot dump of information, and it's like, you just can't get, well, I couldn't get past the amount of, okay, so this is the kind of political story that does that. She's going to do this. Yeah, see, she was going to do that. Oh, and that's going to turn out to be not the right way to go for her in this regard. Okay, then moving over to here. Yeah, he going to do that. Yep. So predictable to me. It really was one of them. I went into the movie not expecting much anyway, so it's a good thing I didn't pay much to see it. But I really wanted to like more about it. I mean, Mila Kunis, I don't mind her in some of her stuff. When she gets into edgy stuff, she's actually pretty cool. But this kind of movie was just, look, she's a glorified pretty girl in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
There was like no depth to her character. There was no depth to any of the other characters. A lot of the, like, basically speaking, the whole strength of the movie is based on its special effects. The movie in and of itself has one of the biggest, okay, I can see that one coming. Okay, I can see that one coming. Okay, I can see that one. It's like it was made for dumb people. And that always bothers me in a movie, because it's like, I understand it's geared for a younger audience. It's meant to be a positive female young girl image kind of movie. It's like, look, you can become anything you want type thing, and that's cool. I have no problem with that. I actually support that as much as I can everywhere possible. But it just feels like it was dumbed down, and not just to say, hey, look, it's meant to be for I hate saying that. There are people out there that have a lower perceptible ability to understand what's going on, but that just seems how they did the movie.
I kind of thought this would be one of those ones where you'd want to watch it when it hit DVD.
Well, like I said, every once in a while I get the opportunity to go in and see a movie really cheap, so it's like, yeah, okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that just kind of was my take on it. Watch it when it hits DVD.
I mean, if you get the opportunity to watch it on the big screen, there's a couple of scenes that's like, holy shit, man, that's just freaking awesome. But it's not enough to carry a movie. It's like when the ship is coming straight up out of the plane of the ecliptic of the rings of Jupiter or whatever, or sorry, the ocean of clouds or whatever, it's like, that's just freaking cool looking. But you're talking about a 1 minute, 2 minute segment, and it's like, that's not worth the full price of admission to go in and see a freaking movie.
Right.
So, yeah, for me, I would buy this movie on Blu-ray, and it's like, okay, it's $10. Yeah, okay, I'll buy that. If it's full price, I won't buy it. This is my measurement system as the rating system. Yeah. That's the Zombie Zach rating system.
Gotcha.
How much would I pay to buy that movie?
All right, well, here's my... let me ask this one question, and that'll answer. Did you watch any of the Taken movies?
No. I hated the idea.
Okay, so then that's out. That one's definitely out. The only other one I could guess that you might have watched would have been The Imitation Game with... what's his name? Cumberbatch.
No. I can't believe you're completely missing the one.
You know, I'm looking at a list of all the current movies out.
Came out in February.
There's nothing in this. I mean, Hot Tub Time Machine, too.
Nope, I want to see that one. Haven't seen it yet.
I thought Seventh Son, but I don't think you watched that one.
Why would you not think I would watch that one?
Because it hasn't been out long enough.
So? Dude, the movie was supposed to have been out over a year and a half ago.
Right.
I've been waiting for this movie to freaking come out for a year and a half.
I could put The Walking Deceased on there.
I want to see that. I watched the trailer to that. It's like, oh my god, I'm laughing my ass. Don't shoot, I'm not a zombie. Oh, my first zombie when I wake up, and it's a little girl. Oh, the trauma. Pow! It's like, what the? That looks like such a stupid take on it, but it looks hilarious. No, right. The other movie I did watch was Seventh Son.
Awesome.
Again, visually beautiful movie with more story. Julianne Moore... As much as I love her, she's a little two-dimensional in this movie. It really is the whole take on is the young kid and then the young girl. Those are the two main characters to watch in this movie, and they're not the biggest parts of the movie, but they were probably character growth, strongest, whatever. Still a little on the predictable side is whatever, but I enjoyed the movie. It was like, okay, I wasn't really expecting anything specifically except for the monsters. It's like, ooh, the monsters are cool.
Right, right.
I like the monsters.
There was this... Okay, I see which scene it is. Yeah. I was going to say, I think I do remember a trailer on this where there was like something coming out of the trees or something, and I see the picture of it now. Yes, this is what I saw in the trailers and what little bits I've seen, you know, like teasers and stuff. The few bits that I saw looked really, really good. But I was kind of thinking that the way they teased it up was going to be that was the best parts of the film.
No, I think there's probably a number of scenes that are still pretty good that they don't even hint at in the trailer.
Cool.
But the thing that really killed me about this movie, for the amount of time that it was delayed, they could have done more. Because the trailers that they originally released a year and a half ago were saying, yeah, this is what the movie's going to look like. I'm assuming that the reason it got delayed is because it didn't play well in test audiences, so they redid it and changed it up, re-edited, recut, and blah, blah, blah. I'm imagining they probably cut it up a lot. However, it doesn't seem like they brought much more back to it because the scenes that were in the original trailer were still in the movie. Like there's a fight scene with Jeff Bridges, and Julianne Moore's character. Mm-hmm. And that's the same scene that I remember from a year and a half ago.
So it's kind of like, you know, surprise, there's no change.
No, I don't know. There probably was a lot of changes to it. Like, there's probably a crap ton of changes to it. I'm looking forward to the Blu-ray because then it's like, oh, wait, that scene should have been like, ooh, I like that better kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, I don't know. I still enjoy the movie. It's fun to watch.
So what was the horror movie? I'm curious.
You will never guess it in a million years.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a list of the films out, and I am not seeing
them. No, the horror movie wasn't a this year movie. It was a last year movie.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That would be another list to go look up.
Okay. Are you ready?
Go for it.
So you know some of my favorite movies, right?
Right.
So we have Wreck.
Yeah. Oh, VHS 3.
Nope.
Darn, because it's
on. Yeah, I know. VHS. I haven't seen any of the VHS movies yet. So we have Wreck here, the pivotal, for me, found footage style movie. It's like, hey, let's play with the concept of it and incorporate that concept much better into a found footage movie. And then we have over here another found footage type movie called Descent.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now you take the best parts of these two movies, set it in contemporary Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a movie called The Pyramid.
I don't think I've heard of this one.
This is a really cool little movie. So you have the whole found footage thing going on, and my best two analogies for it is Wreck and Descent, because some of the scenes are like, there is no way in hell you will ever get me going to check out a pyramid inside during an expedition type thing unless it's been fully mapped out, fully prepped, and completely tourist trapped.
Right, because I've heard a lot of people getting lost in these.
Oh, you don't just get lost. I mean, there are these little corridors. Oh, and another movie that's part of the whole thing is As Above, So Below. It's similar ideas as well.
Right.
So these you got these Egyptologists who have found a special secret. Whoa, hold on. I love Idle Hands. That's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why Jack just threw that out. Dude. I love that movie. It's got Jessica Alba in it.
Yeah, I remember you describing that one time.
Okay. It's got the band Offspring in it as well. They said they wouldn't be in the movie unless they could actually die in a really cool, gruesome way. So they made sure that they died in a really cool, gruesome way in the movie. But back to the pyramid. The pyramid is set in Egypt, modern day, where, oh, surprise, they found a very special kind of pyramid. It's only got three sides. Like, what the hell? Pyramids don't have three sides. Ha! They don't have three sides. All pyramids have four sides. Why? Because that's structurally more important than sound, how it works. Right. So they are trying to get into the pyramid, but it's happening during time of crisis in Egypt. The Syrian war is breaking out. So it's kind of like set a year or two ago during the whole, hey, look, Egypt's having a very unhappy kind of period of time right now. So the government is trying to get people like the Egyptologists, the researchers, out of the country because it's not safe for them. But then they say, yeah, screw this, we're going to go check it out. And they go into the pyramid. And I got stuck in the pyramid. And lo and behold, who's in the pyramid?
The zombie. No.
Anubis.
Oh, really?
The ancient Egyptian god of the underworld. It's like, whoa, the whole thing about Anubis, this was actually a prison for him. Oh, my God. Fun and hilarity ensues. I don't know when it came out. I just saw it when I saw it, Jack. It's all good, bro. But yeah, no, I actually highly recommend The Pyramid. It was a really good movie. It was well done. It's a little goofy. I didn't really recognize anybody in the movie. It's like, oh, she's a good actress. He did a good job of that. But there was one scene in this movie that really cheesed me off.
Which one was that?
Okay, so the guy is in the one chamber, and this big stone has fallen from the roof and boom, trapped his leg under the stone.
Right.
Okay, so that's a really bad situation. It's really bad. This guy's going to die. Could die from blood loss. My leg! Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, these guys, at least two of them, are Egyptologists. They've studied the building of pyramids. They've studied history. They've studied all this stuff. And then they go over to the door, which has wooden beams holding the door closed. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can go through the door and escape and find help and bring back help to help him. And, like, we can go, oh, good. Do you know what one of the most common and most important principles of Egyptian construction, mechanics, and mathematics was about?
Do tell.
Leverage.
Right.
With a big enough lever, you could move the world.
This was
big piece of timber, a big log, small stone, down. Okay, everybody, lift on here. Hey, we can pull his leg out. They didn't do this. That freaking pissed me off.
Oh, no. We got to go find help. It's like there's somebody in the house. Well, I'm going to go upstairs.
No, I swear to God. After that scene, it's like, oh, fuck. I had to, like, okay, that switch gets turned off. Everything else after that was fine. It's just that one scene really drove me up the wall. If it was a bunch of camp kids, I would have said, oh, yeah, okay, no problem. But these are two Egyptologists who were arguing earlier about the strengths and differences of...
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to pause you.
They're arguing in the earlier times about modern technology trying to figure out Egyptian history, past technologies to trying to figure out Egypt histology. It's all about the history of Egyptology. It's like, but they invented the concept of the fulcrum, the lever. Ah, you guys suck. Something so basic. It's like, oh, that really just cheesed me off. But everything else was good about that movie. Highly recommend it. Now that I've spoiled it for everybody, that you will be not even thinking about it, I'm sure, during the movie until now that I've told them all.
That scene's going to pop up and everybody's going to be like, damn, he ruined it.
No, I made it better because now you actually can see what I'm talking about and see how bad that was. But you know what?
What?
I think it's time for intermezzo.
I think we can do that.
Yay.
Maybe.
You might want to hit the play button.
It is playing, believe it or not.
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's like the file is not working.
Hit it with a stick. Hit it with a stick. Hit it with a stick. Hit it. I'll keep rapping this hit it with a stick stick.
You might have to buy me a moment.
Oh, my God.
Your file is corrupted. It is not working.
$5. You got to fork over $5. That's how much a minute's going to cost now.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Did you hit it? Hit it with a record. Hit it with a record. That was not it. Not even by a smidge.
Not even by a smidge.
And a smidge is an official measurement of time. Volume. It's about that big and not so much as more as that.
Quite interesting.
A smidge.
Yeah.
Okay. Atugala, Atugala, Athigala, Atugala, Kahuga, Halawaga, Maga, Nain, Boom, By, Dadin, Bottom, 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 Bidden, Bidden, Boo. But I have to just say one thing about DC Comics right now. This week is, this is Wednesday. Wednesday is Comic Book Day, and on Comic Book Day, at the last week of the month, usually is the previews catalog comes out. And the previews catalog is the Bible, the godsend of product merchandising that comic book stores can order from the almighty Diamond Comics distributors people. And I'm looking at the previews this night when I got it, and I see my hands, and I'm like scanning through. It's like, what the hell are you doing, DC? Seriously. They're rebooting a whole bunch of new series again. It's like, what the hell?
I think they're trying to do things to match up with what they're doing on TV.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. What they're trying to do is follow what Marvel has already done. It's like, hey, we're killing off all the rest of all these multiple universes, making one. DC's doing the same thing, called Convergence.
Didn't they already have a comic that they did that?
They did a series called Future's End. They did the New 52. DC just... Oh my god, I can't understand what the hell they're doing. And the new comic series they got, I'm looking at the artwork and it's like, did a two-year-old draw this? I don't get it.
New artist, that's what it is.
No. It's like a whole slew of new series, and all the old series is like, okay, Batman's still there, Detective Comics still there, Superman, Supergirl, Batgirl are still there, and maybe a couple of others, but that's it. The whole idea behind the New 52 is they rebooted all 52 of their main comic series. That's what they do, is they publish 52 series every year, or every month on a regular basis. They have, like, maybe 15 of the regular series from the 52. All the rest of them are gone. Hmm. Or appears to be gone. I don't know if that's the case or not. I have to really look into it right now. But I'm, like, wigged. It's like all these new number one issues. It's like, who cares about them? Who cares about Batmite having a miniseries for 6 issues? Seriously? Batmite? What?
These are the fleas that fall off of Batman.
No. Do you know the character Batmite?
I think I do. It's been a while since I've heard of that one.
Basically, he's a parallel universe character, whatever, and is totally infatuated with Batman and goes around. He's super powerful and whatever, and he does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes Batman's life fun and scary, sort of thing.
Right.
Which is not to be confused with Mr. Mitzel, however you pronounce his name, who's Superman's other side, who is an all-powerful, basically, leader of an entire parallel universe, comes into this one every once in a while and says, oh, hey, let's roll Superman into something. He's going to be good with it. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're killing my comic books. Mind you, the unfortunate thing is, I don't really read that many DC comics anymore. It's really sad. It's so sad. It makes me sad. You know, it makes me sad. Sad in my sad place. Where I keep my sad things.
You've always said that about DC.
No, I haven't. DC has a couple of characters that I really, really like. But I think they don't really take care of them anymore. Swamp Thing is an awesome character. But they really kind of weird him out.
Yeah.
There used to be a couple of characters. Deadman was always fun. Hellblazer is good. I like the one series that they're doing called Injustice Gods Among Us. That is actually a really cool series because that one's not taking any punches. It's like, you want to mess with somebody? Yeah, let's mess with this guy this way. Okay, that sounds fun. Because it sounds like somebody's actually having fun writing stories.
Yeah, you gotta have fun doing the stories.
That's what I'm saying, is comic books are meant to be more than just a, hey, look, it's a guy in tights with a girl in tights, and they go fight bad guys in tights. No, there's got to be more to it than that. There's got to be some enjoyability, some fun, and yeah, apparently Jack doesn't want me talking about Batmite because he doesn't like him either. I think it was a stupid character. It was always a stupid character.
Why is it that they wanted all these superheroes in tights? Was it a tight fetish or something?
I cannot answer that question, because in order to answer that question properly, I would have to dumb down myself enough to be able to use smaller words, and I don't feel like doing that.
And next you're going to tell me it was for aerodynamics.
Technically speaking, tights are much better for a aerodynamic body posture than, say, loose pants or a skirt.
'Tis true, but then again, Wonder Woman shaved her legs, you know.
Number one rule of superhero, no capes.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I never understood.
You know where that's from, right?
God, what was that from?
Invincibles?
Yes.
Yeah.
But why? Why? You know, I never understood it. Superman might understand the cape a little bit, but Batman? Okay, maybe because he was able to turn it into a glider type thing.
Do you know where the idea of a cape comes from? Do you know what a cloak is?
Yes.
And a hood.
Yes, yes.
And it used to be a very important outerwear garment.
Right.
Okay, because that was how you would stay dry. That would be how you stay warmed in inclement weather. So you wrap that around you, and it's a protective piece of clothing.
Right.
That's where the cape came from.
But it never was originally that way.
Some of the original superhero things, it was more a cloak and a garment.
Cloak and dagger. Oh, wait.
Well, cloak and dagger is actually a comic book duo.
Yep.
So the cowl and the cloak, which is why Batman is always originally one of the cowl characters. He's originally was a cowl and a cloak.
Move over, Batman. Oh, sorry.
See? Yeah, yeah, don't go there. Douche. As I use my made-up words. So yeah, I don't know what the hell DC's doing. I think they're trying to like really kill off their characters. But Marvel's kind of doing some weird stuff, too. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Secret Wars as well. It's just, they're getting me stranged out. And as Jack said, it's like, I like the independent stuff anyways. Because
Which reminds me, other than the characters we already know, because they've announced they're going to make a cameo appearance in the new Avengers, apparently there's more.
Of course.
More characters that they
have. Ooh. Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Has a new comic book.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Which seems to lead up to where it left off in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh.
But I just wanted to say, I didn't quite get to meet him, but he did sign my comic book, the artist for Howard the Duck, Chip Zdarsky.
Is this the new guy, or is
the
same?
This is the new guy.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Now I'll end up getting a frame and put a couple of these ones that I have signed off by people and put it up on a wall.
Right. I have to look at the new look. Does he still look scrawny as he did in the end of...
Howard? Yeah. He's a freaking duck.
Yeah, but he was a little bit fatter in the movie and stuff.
Well, you realize that the movie was actually one of the worst horrible movies ever made. And Steven Spielberg actually refuses to admit that he made it.
And still totally worth watching.
It's good for a chuckle. I mean, Christina Thompson, Christina Leah, whatever her name was. I always liked her in that movie.
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I went with Christina.
Because you were thinking of Christina Ricci.
No, she wasn't in that movie.
I know, but you were thinking of her.
No. no, definitely not. So did you watch any movies this weekend?
I did, but it's probably not one you want to hear about.
If you watch 50 Shades of Grey, I will smack you like your wife does.
No, actually, I watched a movie called God's Not Dead.
Which is funny, because there's a comic book saying God is dead.
Yeah, this one was pretty good, but then you have to kind of, you know, have the faith. And
okay, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, it's a religious movie, but it was interesting because basically the storyline is this professor tells the class to, you know, it's a theology class, and he basically tells everyone to start the class, we're not going to debate this, so write down on a paper, God is dead, and this one kid refuses. And so the professor tells him, you've got 20 minutes at the end of each class each week to present your evidence. And, you know, the kid actually told the professor, you know, hey, if you're the one that's going to make the decision, then this is bias. He says, we have to have a different jury, you know, and he's like, well, who? And the kid said, well, all the other students. So he has to convince the students, and he actually takes stuff from other theologists, you know, and Darwin and so forth, and it was interesting. I have to admit the evidence that they brought forward really makes you think. So if you want a movie that you have to think on, this one's pretty good for that.
Sounds too real lifey for me.
That it is. It is very much real life.
But I'm going to pass.
Yeah. But I will say I have on my list VHS 3, which means I have to watch the other two.
Of course.
But
not I'm really, because I think you can watch them independently.
Yeah, but I'm kind of shocked you haven't seen them.
Dude, how many freaking hundred of horror movies come out every year?
Yes, but you've told me about VHS.
I have. I mean, I know about it. I know bits and pieces of it. I know people who are in them. I know people who have worked on them. It's like, okay. Yeah, but I just haven't gotten around to watching them yet.
Speaking of in them, we mentioned X-Files in the beginning. I have to bring this up. Do you know
Maria Olson?
Yeah, she's going to
be in X-Files 3, the movie?
Was it the movie or the series? I thought
she was... She's not in the series. It's in the movie.
In the movie. Okay, yeah. Well, still.
That is pretty cool.
That's badass.
I still have to get the movie that she is in. What the hell was the name of it?
Which one? Because she's been in quite a few.
I know, but this is the one that I actually have the comic books for.
Oh.
The Crypt... Crypt something.
Hmm.
Not Crypt Keeper, but... okay, whatever. I'll find it again eventually sometime. But one of the things I wanted to say is, next week, I want everybody to stay tuned. Come back next week, because I have a special guest coming on next week.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody who it is either.
Ooh.
It's going to be a surprise, because guess what next week Wednesday is?
Surprise!
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, no, that was my guess.
What's the date on it?
Be the April 1st. Hey!
Binkabonga!
Hey, my sister's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to your sister.
Yeah.
Tell her to make some pie.
If you want to see a great Maria Olson movie, you got to watch The Haunting of Whaley House.
Haven't seen that yet.
Oh, dude, that was good.
Yeah, but she was also in one of the paranormal ones as well.
Yeah, she was in Paranormal Activity 3.
Yeah, that one. I haven't seen that one yet either.
And, of course, she was in Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
I have that somewhere. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, she looks pretty wicked in that one.
Well, she keeps posting the pictures of herself as the monster works and whatever. It's like, that's really cool. That's a really creepy picture. That's a little... Okay, that one's disturbing. Well, that one's awesome.
Monster Works 66 is her...
Production company.
So, yeah, that's she's the monster in Monster Works. Yes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, what I said. I said that day, okay? I said it.
I love
it. I meant it.
She's awesome. And her voice. Oh, my God.
Now, you know where she's from, right?
Yeah, she's actually from Africa.
South Africa.
Yep.
You know, with the South Africans from Chappie, the movie.
Yep.
They speak a little bit like that.
Yep.
At least the one guy does. He's ninja. What? Ninja gangster number one.
You can have her on your show so she can speak the language to you.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I might not. I don't know. Chappie, gangster number one. You gotta watch the movie. The dialogue, the way that it works is like, what the? It's just, it's quirky. And like for about a day after watching the movie, I kept talking like that. It's like, shit, I gotta stop talking like that because it just sounds weird.
I'm saving my movie watching for next month.
Okay.
Wait, May. Sorry,
May.
Avengers! Yes, sir.
I want to see the Avengers movie. I want to see it. It's going to be cool.
And then, of course, my other thing to watch will come out April 10th.
Ninja Turtles 2!
No? Really? Okay. I didn't even know they announced that. No, Daredevil.
The Netflix TV show.
Yeah, I have to at least watch it before I give it its judgment.
Yeah. I got nothing against it. I'm hoping that they're going to take the B movie, or sorry, the budget methodology and just actually use that, not just be, oh, we don't have a lot of money, so we cheesed out on all the special effects. Like, why do special effects? You don't need a lot of special effects. It's about action. It's about a guy who fights people. He can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Great, there's a number of things you can work with there that will work.
Exactly.
So it's like, don't go and just be cheap. Be budget conscious and use it to... Oh, there's an Evil Dead 2 comic book coming out.
What?
based on what happened after the finish of the... And that's right, I just remembered that. It's Beyond Evil Dead 2. Sorry, Evil Dead 2 and Beyond. So it's based on where the movie stopped, and then it goes beyond. So the girl, the girlfriend, goes to hell. And so she's now got the book, and Ash's hand keeps trying to attack her. So it's like, I'm going to get that. It's going to be cool.
Right. You know what else people should get?
My cookies?
Poets in Hell.
Yes, when that comes out, they should. Oh, yeah, Poets in Hell they should get. And they should get Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct.
You yeah. want me to say that so I can mess up the name again.
Yeah, well, you know why I acronymize both books. So my first book is Calf Pack, Chapter and Verse, Poetic and Cursed. The second book is Sass Dad, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct. I won't tell you what the third book is until I'm ready to release it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But it'll be along the same ideas.
Gotcha.
With a bullet in the head.
Right.
So, that's pretty much the end of the show now. So I just wanted to say a quick shout out to everybody in the chat room. Thanks for coming in and having sharing this very important, very, 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 very cool time with us. And everybody on the Facebook land, please go. And even though Facebook is doing some weird, weird, weird stuff right now and being all quirky, and not necessarily in the good kind of quirky way, because good kind of quirky way would be like, hey, look, they're doing some quirky shit. No, this is like, what the kind of stuff. Go onto the Facebook, follow the Facebook page, After Rot, facebook.com, After Rot. Zombie Zach, that's me. Follow me. I love being followed because, you know, it's just kind of ironic that people follow a zombie as opposed to being followed by the zombie. Etc., etc., etc. And after the show, which is going to be like in about a minute or so, probably even less than that, we have EW's wonderful and musically inclined Electric Wizard tonight, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I think I saw something about a something on that.
Yes, sir.
I think it was like Guns N' Roses.
Yes, sir.
Hey, who doesn't mind a little GNR?
That's right.
So, everybody, thanks a pant load for coming out and playing with us. And if you're listening to this and recorded the Memorex version, thanks a pant load for listening there too. Have fun.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.